Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, you're listening to the Adventure and Pumpkin on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm here with our next guest, and it's going to be pretty cool because the Pipe Man's going to Welcome to Rockville for the end of the Pipe Man Radio Tour next week. We've been to a lot of festivals, and the last one is in our home state, and this band is going to be playing there, so at the on the main stage. That's pretty exciting. So let's welcome to the show, White Collar. How are you?
Great, how are you? Thanks for having us.
Hey, my pleasure. And I hear you're that Metallica's opening up for you at Welcome to Rockville. Is that true?
I wish it was.
Yeah.
But that is pretty cool. You are going to be playing on the same stage as Metallica on the same day. Is that how surreal is that?
It's unreal. It's crazy. I mean, to think that, what, like 7-8 months ago, we didn't even have release music out, and now we're like opening for Metallica is absolutely insane.
No doubt. And I don't know if you've ever attended Welcome to Rockville, but it's a badass festival, and we're doing a new venue this year in Daytona instead of Jacksonville, so it's going to be pretty cool. And it's the first time the festival's been 4 days too, so this is going to be like the grand finale of the year after the crap we had with COVID and no live music. So you guys are going to be part of that, and that's pretty badass. Now, you won this. So tell us a little bit about how that happened.
Yeah, so kind of our relationship with DWP and Space Zebra started over the summer. Our publicist, Sarah, encouraged me to reach out to Riff Wars. Danny Wimmer Presents has the show Space Zebra, and they took, it was King of the Hill style. They had two guitarists go head-to-head, and the chat voted to see who they liked the best. And so I submitted, and I went on the show, and I kept on winning the weeks. And then they showed some of White Collar's music, and they're like, submit your band to battle for the big stage to get a chance to play Welcome to Rockville. And so we submitted, and then the next thing we know, I ended up winning all of Riff Wars. And then
we also did Starving Artists.
We did Starving Artists. And then we played the Whiskey A Go Go to win the month of, August. Yeah. And so we won the month of August, and then we had basically a month off, and then, we played in October at some huge kind of production, and we won all of Rockville, and it's crazy.
Wow.
The Beehive.
It says a lot, too, because I'll tell you, I've been doing the Danny Wimmer festivals for a while, and it's bands like you that end up like a staple at these festivals because they have introduced so much music to the rock and metal community. It's unbelievable, and I think it's way cool because that's like the beginning. It's funny, too, because at this festival, you have Slipknot and Mudvayne playing, and the last time, except for a couple weeks ago, that they played at the same venue that I saw, or at the same festival that I saw, was 1999 Ozfest, and they were both on third stage. And so
that's crazy,
right?
Yeah. Wow.
Unreal.
Yeah, so there you go. You have a little glimpse maybe into your future, and you guys are pretty badass, and I'm always kind of in awe of somebody that can play an instrument and sing at the same time, to especially guitar, okay? Because how do you be a great lead guitarist and a great singer at the same time? It's definitely talent.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
So what was that moment in, and both of you will have a different answer, in your life that you knew music is what you wanted to do?
Yeah, you know, I'd say kind of hit me when I was really young, like just kind of being intrigued by like music and kind of all styles, to be honest. Like, obviously, like I had a bunch of rock music growing up, but like classical, pop, hip hop, like kind of a little bit of everything. Really made me kind of curious of how those sounds were made and if I could make those sounds myself. And that was kind of like a light bulb moment for me when I realized, like, when I was really young, like, oh, like music is made by instruments, like, so I'm able to do it. And so when I finally begged my parents to I started on piano and then guitar and singing and everything, but really, when I started playing, like, any sort of instrument, it was just the idea that I could recreate and then create sounds that I've never been heard before.
I love that. And how about you?
Well, for me, I started playing drums at 18 months old, and my grandfather was a drummer as well. So he got me my first drum set, and to my parents' initial dismay, they did not really like the thought of a little kid crawling around banging on pots and pans and now a drum set. But once they realized that I truly was having a absolute blast with it, then they decided, well, okay, maybe he can take this somewhere. So my dad started getting me into, you know, all of his bands, like, you know, Guns N' Roses, Kiss, Van Halen, all that. Yeah, Kiss was what I grew up on, that was the first concert I ever attended when I was about 7 years old at the Minnesota State Fair. I already, by like 7 years old, I knew almost every song by heart, and I was singing along with my dad, and just watching those guys up there and seeing all the fireworks, the lights, the gnarly, gritty guitars and the thrashing drums was just surreal for me, and that's just kind of when I knew, like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. So, I mean,
I love it. And there's some cool, interesting things in what you said there, because the first album I ever owned in my life, I won at the Jersey Shore on a Kearney game, and it was the original Kiss album when it first came out.
No way.
Yep. So
that's a great album.
And to go to one of their shows, that's pretty badass, because I remember growing up, like, that was the ultimate concert to go to was Kiss. And I didn't even get to go until I was, like, older, like, it went, because, you know, I didn't have anybody take me when I was little. So there's the other part that's cool that I was hearing in what you're saying, because I actually have taken my grandchildren into their first mosh pits. I'm the one that gives them the loud drums and drums and guitars and stuff like that so that they could annoy my kids with the loud music and the loud noises because, you know, like you were saying, you're not parents don't like when you get noisy toys, and I love getting noisy toys. So that's pretty cool. I love it. And so what I also am in kind of awe of is when you, you know, get into music at that young age, sometimes, and for me, like, I played drums for 9 years. I sucked. I then went to guitar, sucked there. I sang thrash metal, sucked there. And I basically didn't stick it out for the simple reason, and I don't think a lot of people realize this, is it is a lot of work to be a good musician. It's not like you just pick up an instrument and you're just playing around. Like, people that are great musicians spend 8 hours or more a day dedicated to the craft at a young age.
Yeah.
And that's what it's taken for us to get where we are, and we're definitely still trying to work even harder to master our craft. But
you know what's kind of funny though is to me it never really felt like work. I never really necessarily noticed like playing like 8 hours a day or anything like that. It was kind of I never, and I still don't have like the discipline to do that. It was more when I kind of felt so inclined to go play guitar, if it was just, like, calling my name, I would go. And to be honest, I stayed away from repetition a lot of the time. I mean, you hear of like kind of in any instrument, like especially guitar, like you hear somebody trying to play like the same like riff or like the same solo over and over again to get it perfect. I never had the patience to do that. So I ended up kind of bouncing around a bunch of different songs and kind of just picking little parts that I found interesting. And so I feel like I learned guitar kind of through like a reverse method, where it was like teaching myself just by ear, like random songs I thought were cool. And then through that, kind of the dexterity came. Obviously I've played piano before, so I had a little bit already, but it kind of felt like a more unorthodox approach than most musicians nowadays and just in general.
I think that's so cool, because that's what drove me away from guitar, is I had to learn the scales over and over and over again, and I just got so bored with it that I was like, screw this. I just want to play a song. I don't want to play scales all day long.
Yeah.
Thank God there's no scales on drums.
Yeah, exactly, right? Well, that was what was cool about being playing drums beforehand, is like, it's just banging the stuff. It's great, except you have to have coordination. That's why I sucked. Like, people don't realize that, too. To be able to, you know, play the cymbal, snare, tom, and bass drum all at the same time, and some in different beats and stuff like that, man, you need to be seriously coordinated, more so than rubbing your tummy and head at the same time.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because I catch myself all the time at school, like tapping my feet and playing with my pencils, like in class, and my teachers are always like, Donovan, cut it out.
All you got to do is say, hey, I'm working here. It's my job.
Yeah. Next week.
But everything you guys said is what it takes to be a real musician, to be honest, because it doesn't feel like a job when you really have the passion for it, and it's something that's kind of just in your blood, you know, and it happens, you know, it's part of you.
Yeah, no, it's definitely kind of ingrained in us, so to speak. It just, I mean, Donna and I could just be like chilling out and like, we could be like, yeah, like no more music. We're like not gonna like do anything.
And then,
yeah, and then like literally
later, we're like, yo, you want to go jam?
Yeah. Or like, yo, I'm like, yo, check out this song, Dono. And like, yeah, it's almost comedic. It's just like we can't stay away from it. Like obviously, like we do other things. Like, I mean, we're all like busy in school, like, hang out with friends, go to parties, like all that good stuff in high school. But yeah, at the end of the day, when you put the two boys together, it's like madhouse.
It's a terror time.
I love it. That, you know what? That's the longevity right there. You could be like the next James and Lars, you know?
Yeah.
So, tell them you said that.
Yeah, you must tell them. So tell everybody how they connect to you guys on social media, how they get your music, check out your tour dates, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so you can find us on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, website, TikTok, YouTube, at White Collar Music, spelled WHIT3COLLR Music. On our website, we have merch, so you guys can go check that out.
Our tour dates are up there, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool. Your music's badass. I hope everybody checks it out. I hope everybody gets to make it to Welcome to Rockville and see you guys live. I know I'll be there. I'll be checking out your set. I'm actually really excited because this year, because of COVID, that's why we're doing this on the phone. There's no on-site interviews. So whereas normally I'm working all day long, I get to play all day long this time. So I'll be there at your set. And, hey, looking forward to it. Thanks for the great music, and thanks for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.